We'd like to take a few minutes now to remember one of the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement. Teresa Burroughs died this week in Alabama. And while she might not be a household name, she played a part in protecting the right to vote for African Americans. NPR's Debbie Elliott brings us her story.
My name is Teresa Burroughs.
I met Teresa Burroughs 3 years ago in Greensboro, part of Alabama's Black Belt, a region named for its rich black soil and known for its oppression of black citizens during the Jim Crow era, including erecting obstacles to the vote.
I'm a foot soldier that walked from Selma to Montgomery fighting for the right to vote.
She was arrested and endured an attack by state troopers and sheriff's deputies as she tried to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma in 1965. She was fulfilling a promise she made to herself as a young girl.
When I was a child, I would see white people getting dressed and going on Tuesdays. And I would wonder, I said, where are they going? They said they were going to vote. And I said, why can't we vote?
No one would talk about it back then out of fear, she said. As an adult, Burroughs made sure that history was documented for future generations as founder of the Safe House Black History Museum in Greensboro. It's in the house where local residents hid the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. from the Ku Klux Klan on a visit to West Alabama in 1968. Burroughs described going to the county courthouse 10 times before the registrar finally allowed her to register to vote. She was told she must first recite the preamble to the Constitution.
I didn't say the preamble. I don't know. I said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He said, you pass.
Burroughs said she never missed an election after that, exercising what she considered to be a sacred right.
Every time there's a vote, I go.
When I spoke with her during the 2016 election, Burroughs was frustrated because the state of Alabama had curtailed driver's license offices in predominantly African-American rural counties, yet requires an ID to vote. She called it part of the ongoing battle over voting rights.
It's really not over. This is just another stage of harassing us and trying to get us to, I don't know, disappear. We're not going to do that.
Burroughs died Tuesday at the age of 89. U.S. Representative Terry Sewell of Alabama called her a warrior for justice. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.